Zakta Mishnah Baiter Masechta Shabbos Perik Yod Zayin Mishnah Beis. Remember, we learned in our Hagdama that there are different categories to Muktza. Do you remember what Muktza Machmas Chasaron Kiss is? Someone who says, "No, don't touch that. That's only a knife used for a meal or a knife used for a shechita. That's a shtar chayiv. That's an important paper. No. That's what I need to sell to customers. Don't touch that." Those are examples of Muktza Machmas Chasaron Kiss. Muktza Machmas Chasaron Kiss, you cannot move on Shabbos, period. But there's a lesser Madrega of Muktza, meaning to say that there are more leniencies, and that would fall under the category of a Keli Shemalachtoi Le'iser. That means any Keli that's designated for a specific purpose on Shabbos. Like a hammer, maybe a screwdriver, a pen. And suppose you want to use this now for things that are mutter on Shabbos. Let's say you want to use a cheap pen to scratch your ear. Remember we spoke about that? So the din with the keli shemalachta le'isr is that it's mutter for one of two reasons. Letzarech mekaymai or letzarech gufa. Letzarech gufa would mean, for example, you want to use a hammer to crack nuts with. I want to use this hammer, but not for the purpose of iser, which is to build something or to knock in a nail. I want to use it to crack a nut. Tzarech mekayma would mean that I want to sit down to learn. I sit down on the chair. Ouch! Oops, there's a hammer here. So you can move the hammer away because you need its place. Now, tzarech gufa and tzarech mekayma is not a heter for all types of muktzah, but it is a heter for keli shemalachti le'iser. And in our Mishnah, we're going to see examples of this. Once again, Perik Yud Zayin, Mishnah Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Noitel Adam Kurnas. Person can take a hammer. Yes, even on Shabbos, he can take a hammer, which is considered a Kalish and Malach de la Isser, for the purpose of Lefatseya by Esu HaGaizim. Lefatseya, to break open, by with it, with the hammer, Esu HaGaizim. The nuts. You want to crack some walnuts, you need a hammer? You're allowed to. The Mishnah continues with some more examples of a keli shemalachti le'isr that you can use letzarech gufay. The kardai has about to take an axe lachtech to cut as hadvela, a cake of pressed figs. See, after the figs were dried, they were pressed into like a round cake. It was thick and hard, and sometimes you have to have a hatchet in order to cut it. Or, says the Mishnah Vayita, megeira, a saw. Yeah, a saw that you use for wood. Ligrer ba segvin, and you can use it to slice cheese, like to divide it into portions. But because the saw has like pegimais, it's not smooth, it goes in, out, in, out, in, out, so it cuts through the cheese real geschmack, real quickly. Or magrefa, you can use a shovel. Ligrif ba is agroigres, in order to scoop up, ligrif ba, to scoop up, es agroigres, dried figs. Bunch of dried figs in a barrel. Here, let me take this shovel and scoop it up with it. Vayter zok the Mishnah, es harachas. Now, a rachas is like where you have a pole and it's connected to like a flat surface with two walls on the sides of it. Normally, this was a keli that was used for winnowing the wheat. Remember the malacha of Zaira? But he wants to use it to like pass something inside to a small boy. So you can take a sarachas, or ves hamazleg. A mazleg is a keli that has like three teeth, a kind of a rake. And you want to put, let's say, a piece of cake on it and pass it to a little boy. No problem. A sarachas ves hamazleg. Loses olav lekotin, to put something on it to give it over to a small child. Vayter zok the Mishnah es hakush. Kush was really something that was used in the weaving process. It has like a little cap, a round cap, and a pointy thing sticking out of it, and you would wrap the thread around it as you would weave, but he wants to use it for a totally different reason. He has some berries, he wants to stick it in and eat the berries with it. It's very comfortable. Very convenient. He doesn't have a fork, so he wants to use a kush, or a karkar, the es hakarkar. Karkar is also something that was used in the weaving process. It has a handle with a pointy edge at the bottom. So zakta mishneh es hakush, you can take the kush ve'es hakarkar, litchoiv bai, and use it to stick into the berries or fruit that he's eating. Another example of a keli shemalach delesa that can be used letzarech gufay, says the Mishnah, machat shel yad, you can take a small needle that was used for sewing, little by sakai, to take a splinter out of your finger with it, mishel sakayim, or the needle that the people that used to make sacks would have, that's a bigger needle, because the sack was rough, so you had to have a bigger needle to sew with it. And what did they do with this? Liftoich by a sedela. Sometimes they used it to open a door if you lost your key. And these are all examples of things that could be done on Shabbos with this category of muktzah. So, quickly chazring over, what can you use a hammer for on Shabbos? To crack nuts. A hatchet? To cut the pressed figs. How's about a saw? Cut cheese. A shovel? Shovel up the dried figs. What about a rachas? That's like a ches-shaped thing connected to a pole. Or a rake. You can use it to pass something to a child if you want. Different types of weaver's tools that has a pointy edge. You can use to stick into the fruit and eat it. How's about a needle? Well, the needle that was used for sewing, you can use that to remove a splinter. And the thicker needle that was used for making sacks, you can use that to pick a lock if you lost the key.